In Texas, the hunt is continuing for seven inmates who escaped from a maximum security prison almost 4 weeks ago. Authorities are said to be focusing their search on the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The seven men include two convicted murderers and a rapist. They face murder charges for allegedly killing a police officer during a Christmas Eve robbery in the town of Irving outside of Dallas. Today, Texas prison authorities released a report providing more details of the escape and revealing that prison security isn't what it should be. From Austin, Janet Heimlich has a report.
The report was presented by Gary Johnson, the director of the Institutional Division for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
When staff were taken hostage, seven offenders were able to flee custody, and a police officer is tragically murdered by offenders incarcerated in our prison system, the system has failed. It is our responsibility to discover how and why this failure occurred and to take corrective action.
Johnson went on to describe the events that led up to the escape at the Connolly Unit Prison near San Antonio.
At approximately 11:20 a.m., 20 of the offenders in the maintenance department were returned to their housing areas, and 9 of the employees went to lunch. Maintenance supervisor Patrick Mochigamba remained in the maintenance department to supervise 6 offenders.
Over the next 2.5 hours, those 6 offenders and one other would pull off a meticulously thought-out plan. While in the maintenance area, the men overpowered the supervisor, 9 other employees and 3 inmates, and bound and gagged them. Some of the inmates disguised themselves as guards by wearing their hostages' uniforms. They gained access to a guard tower by phoning up and pretending to be an employee. In the tower, they overpowered that guard and stole weapons. One officer allowed them through a security gate without checking for identification. After that, the inmates jumped into a nearby prison-issued truck and sped away. Johnson says the warden was finally alerted when the guard named Gibbs, who was in the tower, also known as a picket, called the official on the radio.
Immediately after the offenders exited the picket, Officer Gibbs freed himself and ran up the stairs to the top of the picket. The 3 offenders that had remained in the maintenance department drove the maintenance truck through the open vehicle gate, where they picked up the weapons and their 4 accomplices and exited the compound.
Johnson says the administration is now going to review security policies, but he largely blamed the escape on guards. For example,
I think that the officer at the back gate, who is a by all appearances a good officer, made a bad error on this particular day.
Administrators are still deciding on what disciplinary actions need to be taken. But Johnson's news and previous statements made by prison board members were not taken kindly by some in the audience. Janie Hawkins' son was the police officer who was allegedly killed by the escapees.
Ms. Young, you said things in the newspaper, such as, "We're not certain we have anything to learn from this escape." That is so ludicrous. I can scarcely believe you would say those words. If I were looking at those criminals who did this to my child, I'd look at you the same way, because you are as at fault as they are.
A correctional officer who was one of those attacked by the convicts stormed out of the hall after throwing his ID card in Johnson's face. He and other guards complained about low pay. They say this has left prisons understaffed. Prison officials agree that guards deserve a raise and that this has led to a prison staff shortage of about 10%. It's up to the legislature to boost guard salaries. But prison officials say that high security areas are always fully staffed. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.